Friday morning, Charlie and me went out for breakfast down to the Busy Bee. Now that Labor Day has passed, the tourists are thinning out so us locals can actually get a seat. My sister Irene and her husband Jimbo were planning to meet us there. We arrived to find them sitting at an outdoor table, shooting the breeze with Craig Holden. "Hi there, Craig," I says. "How you doing?" Gosh, Craig must be in his 40s now. He's Snowdell Holden's grandson. Snowdell's the former postmistress of Mahoosick Mills and reigning grand poobah of the local chapter of the Red Hatters. But that's another story. Jimbo goes, "Craig's trying to unload a rooster. Would you like one?" Craig adds, hopefully. Just then, we hear the strangest sound. Something between a strangled cry and someone retching. "What the hell is that?" Irene asks as we look at each other wide-eyed. Craig shakes his head. "It's the rooster. He starts every morning at 5. I've been getting up at 4:30, putting him in a pet carrier and driving him around so he doesn't bother the neighbors. I don't know if we're really supposed to keep chickens in our neighborhood, and I don't want to cause any trouble." Craig was looking a little tired around the eyes, I noticed.
"Why don't you, just have him for supper?" Charlie asks.
Craig sighs. "That was our last resort." The rooster chimed in with another funky cock-a-doodle-doo. "I've been to all the farms within a 30-mile radius, but no one will take him."
"Craig," I says, "if you don't mind a little advice, having the rooster with you when you make the pitch might not be the best advertising." On cue, the rooster croaked his agreement.
"Can we look at him?" Jimbo asks.
"Sure." So we walk over to Craig's pickup, half a block away, the one with the plastic pet carrier in the bed. We gaze through the wire mesh, and yep, there's a rooster.
"Nice looking bird, really," Charlie says, as we all nod in agreement.
Just then, that rooster starts giving me the hairy eyeball. Like he could read my mind. Like he knew I'd been thinking Craig should just off him. He stares at me with one beady eye, freezing me to the spot. Then he squawks, nearly giving me a heart attack. Trying to steady my nerves, I ask, "What's your rooster's name, Craig?"
"Lily. Well, that's what we used to call him."
I look at Charlie. He looks at me.
"Craig," he says, "I think we'll pass. Good luck."
"Good luck," we echo as we head back to the Busy Bee. Once we were seated, Jimbo goes,
"Growing up with a name like Lily, I think that rooster might have some kind of identity crisis."
"Like a boy named Sue," I says.
"I think Craig needs to man up," Charlie says, "and do what needs to be done."
We all agreed. But I just couldn't get the rooster's eye out of my head. Truth be told, when I got home, I put the chicken I was planning to cook for supper into the freezer and unthawed a couple of pork chops instead. Oh, poor Lily. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.